invitations to an open first-come, first-served basis to anyone who would like to do the invocation. This is the point that where things became unruly. I will not go into the scenario, and you can look that up any time that you choose. This, to me, is the same direction that this assembly is appearing to be taking. I feel that that's an incorrect direction that our community should travel. The state legislature begins their sessions with prayer. Also, the federal government, both House and Senate, begin with prayer. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on this subject in 2017, ruled that within the constitutional rights of the United States to do so. I firmly believe that it's permissible for our borough to do the same thing. I also believe that if one objects to a position, one should also offer a possible solution. If you defeat this change, I will personally contact each religious organization within the borough and present to them an opportunity to offer invocation at the regular scheduled meetings. I will prepare a list and give to the borough clerk so she can include it on the agenda for each meeting. If the assembly feels that it is out of the bounds, out of bounds for me to do this on my own, an employee of the city could be designated, such as my wife or anybody else within the city, and I will do all the footwork that needs to be done. If you feel that I can do the task but need to be free from any liability, place the advertisement in the local media, radio, newspaper. Say that I will be the go-to person in charge of invocation. If the cost of the advertising is too costly, I will be happy to collect from each religious organization a stipend to cover this expenditure. Thank you for your time and attention, and I hope for an acceptable outcome. Don McCartney.
Thank you.
I'll pass this on to you, and I'm going to leave so you don't feel intimidated.
Thank you. Does anyone else in the audience want to speak under persons to be heard and did not have a chance to sign up? All right, hearing none, let's go to item 4, amendments to the agenda. Assembly members, does anyone have any amendments to the agenda? City Borough Manager Von Bergen,
yes.
Do you have an amendment on item 13C?
Thank you, Mayor Gilbert. I will be asking for one component of that resolution to be taken off. This is a request for $39,000 to be reallocated into the capital expenditures account, and I'm going to be asked that be changed from $39,000 to $30,000, and so an amendment can be made to that item when it comes up on the agenda. We're going to be asking the assembly to take the $9,000 purchase of the plow off because we did not feel like we did an appropriate job of explaining all of that to you. So we'll be bringing that back at the next meeting.
All right.
So we don't need to amend the agenda. You can amend the item when it comes up.
Well, yeah, you can just have the motion
correct.
To reflect $30,000 instead of $39,000. Very good. Any other amendments to the agenda? All right, items 5, conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Hearing none, consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
All right, we have a motion. It's been seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mayor Gilbert. So I have a handful of updates to the report that I wanted to go over with you. Yep, the clerk is going to be passing some stuff out, and these are not things you need to read this evening. They're for your information to go over later on. The first is the abandoned vehicle removal policy report. I provided a report to the assembly on the 23rd, and the recommendation in that report was that I come back with an updated code, updated changes to the code that talk about what constitutes an unsafe situation with a vehicle and why it would be removed. And so I've provided some draft language for you to review. If you have any questions or concerns about that or just any comments, please email the clerk. And if there are no major changes, we'll get this in ordinance format and get it to the city attorney for them to review, and we'll bring it back for action in January. One of the other requests from the October 23rd meeting is that the permanent fund manager advisor search report be given to you guys on a regular basis. I'm still waiting for some information from Valdez finance director. I had hoped to talk with him when I was in Valdez, but he is actually on vacation and said he would have information for me on contacts when he gets back. Lee Burgess, our current finance director, has also started the RFP process, so he is drafting that right now. With regard to the Bennett Street construction schedule update, the Assembly had asked for that. I checked with Amber Al-Haddad today, and she said the project is going to bid on Friday. She didn't have the exact dates of how long it would be out to bid, but it's going out to bid, so that work will be done next year for sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, clarification. It's on the street now.
Oh, it closes on Friday? I'm sorry. My apologies. I had that backwards. So it closes on Friday. So with regard to the water reservoir upper dam status, I'd actually like to ask our new public works director to come up and give a comment on that, give an update on that, if you're okay with that?
Yes.
Mayor?
Please.
Whose name I apparently couldn't remember temporarily.
Roland Howell, Director of Public Works, you hired me.
Sorry about that.
We had our dive crew and camera crew come in, and we scoped both pipes, and that went off without a hitch. We didn't learn a lot of new information from that, but we got some really good footage off it, which I have at my office. I believe they're getting together their official recommendation for us. So we should have that soon, and we can start moving forward.
Any questions?
Did they go all the way through the pipes and find... I mean, was there collapsed parts like we thought?
There was collapsed parts in the 10-inch. So there is a section from... They couldn't get through the valve from above, and they couldn't get past the collapsed part from below. So there's about... I talked with Jeff about Rooney about a 20-foot section they could not camera.
Okay.
So... But we did get... I have that footage if anybody is interested in it, but much better than the footage they had before.
It might be, I don't know if we have time, but it might be interesting to put that up on the wall on the screen and take a look at that if the Assembly's interested in seeing it. I don't know how long it would take to do it.
Take a while, but it's pretty interesting.
Maybe we could narrow it down, some of the footage, and just show a small portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
we did learn, one new thing we learned is that the intake side of the pipes are not compromised. They're in good shape, they're strong, everything's really good shape on those, so...
So did you get pictures of the valve that was cut off, too? You know.
We did not. Their ROV was down, and they didn't realize that till right before they came, and it's at least 2 weeks out to fix it. So we came in under budget, so it might be possible to bring them back in, and they would like to come back and take a look at that, because we need to get that looked at as well.
And that's what you're talking about, the valve in the lower reservoir?
In the lower reservoir, yeah. The valve and the footings for the original bridge, we need to get see if they're still there, usable.
Thank you.
So I have a brief update on Shoemaker Bay from the harbor master, actually, who's here, but he sent me a report today. And the gangway will be here on the barge next week, and the piling will be in on the barges the following week. And it looks like they're doing a bit of cleanup dredging that needs to be completed, and that'll take place by the end of this week. The abutment is currently being constructed. That's the abutment to the new access gangway, and that'll be completed soon. And the floats are still being constructed and should start to arrive in late December or early January. So that's where we are with Shoemaker. I got a call with regard to hospital transition. I got a call from Dan Neumeister, and it looks like there is about, after everything has been worked through, about $130,000 of what was considered cash at closing available to transfer. He did ask if we wanted to take the money that they fronted us to do the fire doors and the
Sprinkler?
It was a little bit of sprinkler, but smoke detector stuff out of that. And I said I would be happy to talk about that, but I wanted to make sure we had enough money in the cash at closing to pay for all the insurance and things up front that we need to do. So he and I still need to talk about that. We just had a brief conversation. So that money has not been transferred yet, but it will be shortly. And I wanted to give you an update there. The legal services RFP, which I intended to have to you after the weekend, I still have a little bit of work yet to do. I was not happy with it, so I will get that out to you shortly. But I wanted to let you know, both Haynes and Kodiak recently did RFPs for legal services, and I'm pirating from theirs to get some information. I hope all of you enjoy the new Nolan Center logo that I put in there. Cindy's in the audience tonight, and we're very pleased about that. With regard to the personnel updates, I just wanted to let you know two bits of information of note. So Rod Rhodes, the new electrical supervisor, should be here between on the 8th or the 9th. Thought he was going to be here a little bit earlier, but his wife had to have surgery and things, recovery is not going as quickly as planned. So he'll be here the 8th or the 9th. And then finance director interviews, the initial interviews are tomorrow for our two candidates. So we're moving along there, which is exciting. And with regard to the Alaska conference, certainly those assembly members that were there can speak to that when you have an opportunity to do so. But it was, in my opinion, probably the best AML conference I've been to. It was a lot of good new information, and I was pleased the new director actually, rather than focusing almost exclusively on the elected officials, which is, of course, extremely important, wants to make sure that AML is fulfilling its mission by doing what's necessary for the what they call the affiliate groups, which is the managers and the clerks and the finance directors and all those, so bringing us into the fold a little bit more and making it a more comprehensive organization, which I think is great. So that's really good.
One thing, the Alaska Municipal League investment.
Right, so that's something.
I didn't know that was something.
Would you like to speak to that when we come up?
Sure.
That would be great. So I'll let Assembly Member Morrison speak to the Alaska Municipal League investment pool, which I think is something we need to very seriously be considering. The other thing I wanted to let you guys know, I actually participated with our attorneys that we had on the hospital project and gave a presentation to the Alaska Municipal Attorneys Association about the project, because almost every aspect of municipal law was touched in our transition, and it was extremely well received. We had lots of positive comments about it, so that was good. And it was good exposure for Rangel to the municipal attorneys in the state as well, so with a RFP coming up. And what else do I have here? I'm sorry. I got a hold of Ray Matuszewski, as I mentioned, our state lobbyist whose contract is actually on this agenda, and he and I are trying to work out dates for him to come to Wrangell and have a conversation with us. We haven't quite narrowed stuff down based on the Christmas holiday. I don't know if it'll be in December or maybe right after the first of the year, but we're working on that. And I did have an opportunity to speak to Senator Stedman after AML, just quite by chance, ran into him in the lobby of the Captain Cook, and he said he would make sure he would get his staff here. Either he or his staff be here to have a conversation with us. And although I haven't seen Representative Ortiz in a while, he made the same promise pending his reelection, which he was, obviously. So a couple of other things I wanted to quickly go over. I have some year-end numbers, I shouldn't say year-end, season-end numbers from the harbor that Greg gave me. The boat yard is down about 50 boats compared to last year at this time, and that is probably mostly due to the poor fishing season that he estimates. But hopefully we'll get a boost in April and June. We'll see, or April through June prior to the fishing season. Transient boat numbers are up from last year, and we had 489 transient stops from vessels in all sizes last year. This year we've had 604. So that's a significant increase. And Greg also just got back from one of the shows that we do. Do you want to just mention that real quick? If that's okay.
Greg Meisman. Yes, I just got back from Fish Expo, which is a commercial fish boat show we do. And the dates were kind of screwy this year. It was a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right before the Thanksgiving holiday. So we expected numbers to be down, and they were down a little bit. But as far as my hopes of going there and collecting one or two, you know, new customers, I think we accomplished that. And that's usually the goal. If you can get away with at least one, you paid the bill to go down there and make yourself visible anyway. So, but, you know, a lot of folks did that were there, even referenced the tough season this year, just limiting how many folks may come out of the water. But, you know, if they get through taxes, they get into spring and look where they're at, a lot of guys make a change and come out in our, and that's our busiest quarter anyways, is April, May, and June. So, but we are down. So just, you know, July, June, or July, August, September, and October, and November, we're down 50 boats in that short time. So that's expected. It's not the first time we've been down.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Any questions? Thank you.
I wanted to give a quick update and say thank you to our electric staff. The assembly a few weeks ago approved a single source purchase of a radiator that we could get reconstructed to put back in one of our generators that's been offline. The radiator was back in today, and they were going to be doing testing on the generator. So I want to say thank you to the crew for getting that, Roy specifically for getting that in. And I handed out a copy of an article from the Anchorage Daily News today on nuisance abatement. And I would like you to all read this. The municipality of Anchorage just spent $84,000 to clean up 350 tons of junk from a property in Bear Valley. That does not include the cost of the legal fees that went into this. So just an example, I don't expect this necessarily to be the case, but it is an example of what can happen. And when we get into the nuisance stuff, which we need to start focusing on again, and this is an example of why the assembly needs to be willing to go all the way in a matter. Over 10 years, the municipality of Anchorage fined these property owners $300,000 for what they were doing. They didn't pay any of them. They said they were unconstitutional. They didn't do anything. And they had to go all the way through the Alaska Supreme Court to get an order to clean up this property. So hopefully this is not the case. Hopefully we will be able to address this in a much more
conciliatory
and a much more partnership approach with people here. Mm-hmm. I would hate to have to go through this, but I just wanted to give you an example. And finally, the really fantastic news I have to report, in addition to the generator being fixed, is we got a report from the IGAP folks at WCA, who we met with just a couple of weeks ago, and they gave us an update on their net recycling program. Since 2015, IGAP has shipped out 24,000 pounds of gill nets for recycling. So that's 24,000 pounds of waste that has come out of our waste stream. And this year, the shipping for those nets cost WCA over $5,000. And I just want to acknowledge their efforts here. One of the things that they asked us is they separate out some of the net stuff for what is recyclable and what is not. And so there is a far greater amount of waste. And one of the things they asked us is, would we be willing to take that waste without charging them the tipping fees for that? And we estimated the cost to be somewhere around a couple $100 in terms of our shipping expense of that waste off. Given what they've done, mm-hmm. I'm gonna waive those fees so long as nobody has any objection to that. So anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge what they've done and thank them for their efforts to help us reduce our waste stream out of Wrangell.
And they also remove electronics.
They do, yes.
And what kind, do we have a partnership with them on that aspect?
I don't think they've ever asked us for anything on that.
They handle the shipping?
They handle the shipping and everything, yes. And I will. I can ask them for an update. They normally do that in February, I think. So in the spring, we should be able to get a report from them.
Well, that's right, they do that big collection.
I'd like to hear that report. And Assembly Member Decker?
Just a couple of follow-ups on that. Do you have any idea what is being taken off the nets that's not nets that they can't recycle? Is it like corks or...?
I don't... Mr. Howe? Is that okay?
Yes, Mayor? Please. Come to the podium.
A lot of it's just chopped up. The end cork line that nobody can use. Couldn't be recycled.
So it's
pieces.
Mm-hmm. It's stuff they can't use. And electronics, on that note, has been a few 24-foot vans they've shipped out over the last couple of years. It's a lot.
Out of here?
Well, it would have cost us $4,000 or $5,000 to ship out. They've taken out of that.
Yes.
The recycling they're doing with the nets, I mean, they can't use chopped up nets?
They're getting stuff like lead line that's pieces. And stuff, and it's just the stuff it's collected that they can't ship out. A lot of their nets go out and get reused instead of just recycled too.
Okay. One more thing on the electronics on recycling. I think Devron in Petersburg is also doing something like that. I wonder, because I think he has to hold it for a certain amount of time. IGAP would have to hold it for a certain amount of time. Maybe there could be some consolidation of that.
Yeah, I can't remember if they were.
Put them in touch with each other.
Yeah. I know WCA stores theirs in the back of the carving shed until they get enough, and then they have AML come and pick it up. And AML was shipping it for free, but they came up with money to pay for the shipping, so they've done two full 24-foot containers that I know of, which isn't going into our garbage. So.
Right. That's great. Harper Master Meisner, did you have a comment?
Well, I believe they are working with Petersburg already.
Oh, okay.
I believe they're working in conjunction now.
Okay. Good.
To get the volume we're shipping out.
Great. Any other questions, Assembly?
That's all I have. I know that was a lengthier part. I apologize, but that's all I have. Thank you.
Very detailed. Thank you. Borough's clerk file.
I don't have anything near. But I am going to be doing open meetings, ethics, parliamentary training, December 5th. It's a Saturday. I did that last year, and it seemed to work okay. I know Assemblymember Decker won't be here, but I will have the training. I'll have it in paper, so I can give it to you, or I can email it to you if you want it. So it's going to be at 10 o'clock and probably just a couple of hours.
And all of the boards have been notified?
Not yet. But I've noticed it, and they will be.
Okay, and Assemblymember DeLong?
Can you clarify that date again?
Oh, December 5th.
And you said that
it's not a Saturday.
That's a Wednesday.
Oh, then it's not December 5th. Oh, I think
December
I meant
8th?
To do it December 8th. Thank you. I'm thinking that was probably last year. Okay. So, I'm not sure. Assemblymember Decker, you said you wanted to come. Are you going to be here on any of those dates?
December 1st
or the 8th? I'm thinking the 8th would probably be better, so okay. That's what I'm going to aim for.
In the morning?
Yes, okay. At 10 o'clock. Other than that, I don't have
any other questions?
I apologize, Mayor. I have one do-over I forgot to announce. Also something very happy. What we have dubbed the BDP, big, I won't say the word, party, for the transition of healthcare in Wrangell with Search and the City and Borough of Wrangell is going to take place the evening of the 13th of December at the Nolan Center from 5:30 to 7:30. So we will be having that event there, and we will do the official transition, sort of the handoff of the future of healthcare to them.
And that'll be a community event?
It'll be a community event. The invitations have been, the mailer and the invitations and all of that stuff have been finalized. Search is doing all the printing and everything of that. And so it'll go into the newspaper. I believe we're going to do there'll be another box holder mailing that goes out to the entire community. And then we're sending invitations to several special guests around the state. Both our federal and state delegation, and then a number of other folks as well. So,
great.
Yeah.
Great. Any other questions, Assembly? All right. Section number 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. This is where Assembly members can make reports. Who wants to begin? Assembly Member Morrison.
Well, I met with the city clerk from Dutch Harbor and a couple of, and from Seward. Just sitting around talking, and we had had a program about the Alaska Municipal League investment, and it sounds to me like that's something that we really need to look at. It pays a minimum of 2.1% You can put your money in the morning and you can pull it out that night. You can put it in on Monday and you know you got payroll to meet on Friday. You can schedule it so it automatically comes out. But the point of the matter is that your money is constantly in there earning 2.1% interest. It's been in existence for at least 60 years, at least since statehood.
And no one has ever lost
it. No one has ever lost a nickel in it. It just seems to me that that's something we should consider. It would be a heck of a lot better than putting our money into CDs earning 0.9%.
So they're self-insured.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the backing of the Alaskan Municipal League?
They do, yes. And like Assemblymember Morrison, spoke to the assistant city manager for Unalaska, and she said they've been using the investment pool for quite some time.
To add to that, too, there's already between 79 and 80, they were just finalizing some municipalities that do mm-hmm. have
that are part of the
AML IP.
So we would like to bring something back to you for consideration on that.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else, Assemblymember Morrison?
No, just that we're going to come up with something to counteract the Anchorage claim that they are Alaska's port.
Okay.
we've devised a plan.
We've devised a plan.
The I don't know how many of you are aware of this. The Port of Anchorage has rebranded themselves the Port of Alaska, and the ports of Alaska need to take back their brand. As far as we're concerned,
that's just a minor thing. Yeah. But it does sound like fun.
We'll have that on the next agenda.
In our spare time.
Yes.
Any other Assembly Member Decker?
I just wanted to mention a couple things. I think congratulations are in order, Senator Stedman, in the new organization of the majority is now co-chair of Senate Finance again.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to him on that. And then the forecast, Fishing Game had announced their forecast for Southeast pink salmon runs in particular, and it's not good. So this is the fifth year in a row that Southeast has had down pink salmon runs. So that's kind of concerning. And of course you don't know until it shows up, but four bad years and the fifth one is projected. So anyway, it's kind of starting to cause people some long-term concern, yeah. But, it directly plays into our support services like the Valhalla. There is going to be some money in 2019 distributed federal disaster funds, but it's hard to know exactly how that's going to shake out. Probably won't mean a whole lot to each boat owner. That's it for me.
Okay, Assembly Member Powell?
I have been, the last couple of weeks, actually got to go to Zarembo and do a little hunting, and pretty disturbed over there about all the garbage and everything. It looks like another Bifords, actually, over there. So I met with Bob Dalrymple, a district ranger up here, about it, and we discussed a lot of things, and Etland is not, I mean, we're probably talking 10% of what Zarembo Island is. He would like us as an assembly to support, to direct our city manager to write a letter of importance of cleanup. And I'd like us to, with kind of a nod of the heads, go ahead and write a letter. He doesn't want any bashing. He would just like the municipality to support him in cleaning it up. There's a lot more to it, but I would just like us to have support that and have Lisa write a letter of support to have the district ranger be able to clean that place up.
Okay, I see heads nodding.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get together with the borough manager and...
Yep, I've talked to her today a little bit about it, and he would really appreciate it. You could call him and he could discuss it with you also.
Great. The other thing that I mentioned to Assemblymember Powell when he came and talked to me about it briefly today is that this may be something that we want to add to our list of federal priorities for the mm-hmm. Forest Service as a cleanup. That way it goes and the delegation is made aware of it.
Mm-hmm. So. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Any other reports? All right, hearing none. Mayor and Assembly appointments. I have the privilege of making several appointments. We have two seats available on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and Mr. Andrew Hoyt volunteered. So if there are no objections, I would like to appoint Andrew Hoyt to fill the vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission until October 2021. I see everyone agrees, so he is appointed. For the and we still have another seat available, so if there's anyone in the listening audience, we could use another commissioner. For the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, we have one seat available, and we have two applicants, Alicia Holder and Loretto Jones, Captain Jones. And if there are no objections, I would like to appoint Alicia Holder to fill the vacancy on the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau until October 2019. All right, hearing no objection, we have one more appointment. And this is an appointment to the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority Board. And if there are no objections, I would like to appoint Roland Howell to that position.
All right. So if I can kind of explain that a little bit. So currently, Amber Alhadad is the alternate to that Wrangell seat on that board. And so since now Roland is the Public Works Director, they essentially want to swap. And right. So if the Assembly agrees, then what I'll do is I'll send to the CSOA board the recommendation to basically remove Amber from that seat and put Roland in her place. So.
All right, and we have Amber's letter. All right, any questions? All right, item 11A. I'll introduce the item and then we'll immediately go to a public hearing. Item 11A, proposed ordinance number 950 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 2.16.030, write-in candidates and write-in votes, and section 2.28.030, rules for determining marks on ballots, and section 2.28.050, Canvas Board of the Wrangell Municipal Code. I will recess the Assembly meeting and open a public hearing on this item. Is there anyone in the audience who wants to speak to Ordinance 950? All right. Would you come up to the podium, please, and give us your name?
I'm Caleb Vierkant. Don't really want to discuss anything. I was just wondering if you guys could translate that into smaller words for me, what it is you're discussing.
All right. I'll have the borough clerk. We could do it when we go through our discussion. Okay. And if you have a question, I'll call on you then.
All right,
would
thank
that
you.
Work?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. So I will close the public hearing and reopen up our Assembly meeting, and I need a motion.
Second. Motion.
To adopt amendment, the proposed ordinance 950, the Assembly and City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 2.16.030, write-in candidates and write-in votes, section 2.28.030, rules for determining mark on ballots, in section 2.28.050, Canvas Board of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We'll have discussion. Let's have some administrative information first.
Okay, so basically what this does is allow, if we have write-in candidates, that if the names are misspelled, as long as the intent is clear, that the voter who they were voting for.